The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
Good morning, Kitty Foos. Welcome to a Wednesday. It's Tony Curry. Looking forward to later on tonight, brought to you by Southern Precision Staffing. We're going to be doing our AC/DC Live Wire Wednesday show. If you like AC/DC, we play all kinds of great stuff at 8 o'clock tonight for a full hour. And lots of Swedish people. We have like over 3,000 people in Sweden listening to us, which is certainly a far cry from what we have here in the Birmingham area. And Hoover area is obviously much bigger, but it's pretty cool that Sweden is really taking a latch on to our AC/DC show. All kinds of great shows, man. We have fantastic shows. I just posted our Mark Ingram interview. It's called The Director's Chair with UAB Football. We don't only talk about UAB athletics. It's much larger than UAB. We talk about other things going on in college athletics. So check that out, podcast, wherever you get your podcast. Go to Tony Curry Radio Podcast. Interesting day yesterday, of course. It was midterm Tuesday. I know a lot of people are waking up this morning cranky because this didn't get this seat and this incumbent lost and blah, 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 blah. It is what it is. You vote and you do the best you can with what you got. But my son called me yesterday about 11:45. He just turned 18 back in October. And normally, obviously, he doesn't call me during the middle of the school day. And he says, hey, do you have a few minutes? That's your turn. And he goes, I'm going to vote today. And man, I mean, there are moments in time when you know your son is turning into a man. And, you know, obviously when he started driving, it was huge. His voice is changing. He's getting taller. He's got a job. He's going to school. He's getting straight A's. He's doing great. But when he said, I'm going to vote today, man, it really hit me. And I was like, wow. And first of all, I was really impressed because when I turned 18, I could really give a rat's butt about voting. I mean, I didn't vote probably till I was in my mid-20s when I really felt like it was going to affect me directly and the family I was around. And for him, on his first day, to be able to vote and be excited about it, that's great. Be part of the voting process. You do have a say. Your voice matters. And I thought it was super cool. And so he asked me, he goes, well, what? And I had taken a sample ballot, a picture of it, and I posted it earlier yesterday. There were like 46 or 47 different things. Teresa, good morning to you. 46 or 47 different things in Shelby County to vote on, including 10 amendments. And the amendments are just as important as who we're voting for. And I said, well, let me send you the ballot. So I sent him the ballot while we were on the phone. And he's like, dude, what is all this stuff? I said, that's what you're going to be voting on today. And he's like, really? And I said, yeah. He goes, well, I don't know all this stuff. And I said, a lot of voters don't know about a lot of this stuff. I said, it would take weeks for us to learn everything that we need to vote on. I said, it's everything from the Shelby County Coroner to amendments about the Constitution, everything else. I said, do the best you can. He goes, well, what do I do if I get to a race that I don't know? I don't know who to vote for. I said, just leave it blank. I said, vote for who you know and what you believe in. And I said, again, like I said yesterday here on Facebook, a lot of people just vote along party lines, which I don't quite understand. I realize that people are part of one party or the other, but if you're just voting along party lines, there's no reason to vote. Just go ahead and tell them I'm a registered Republican, registered Democrat, registered liberal, whatever, and just they could just vote that way. You wouldn't even have to show up. I said, the idea is that you do have different parties and different races that perhaps you can, like, certainly amendments. There doesn't need to be a political affiliation along with that. But, you know, it was just really, really cool for him to ask those questions. I said, you know, you don't feel the need to have to, it's not an ACT or an SAT test where you have to fill in the egg on every single one of them. I said, just look at it. And if you recognize voices or you like a particular politician, or maybe they have a movement or something or a platform that you're really into, I said, make sure you take care of these people. So anyway, so I thought that was really, really cool and good for him. And I hope everybody of his age gets into the voting process early. I'm not one of those, I just voted, I don't walk around with my sticker and stuff like that. You know, it's interesting. I was listening to another radio program yesterday, and, you know, you go into the voting stalls and you have these walls on either side. And one of the reasons you have those walls on this side is so you can vote in confidence and vote silently and vote in secret, right? We never talked about sex, religion, or politics growing up. Now those three things are the first three things you bring up in every conversation, and maybe that's why we're a little bit more polarized than we used to be. But good for him, and I'm happy for him. I think it's great that the younger people are getting out there and trying to make a difference. Yesterday, he was not a friend of mine, but he was a really, really, really good friend of several friends of mine that I consider very, very close, including a producer in Fort Wayne and another friend of mine who is actually somewhat of an agent for a band. But Jeff Cook, co-founder of the band Alabama, passed away. He was diagnosed with Parkinson's probably about 8, 9, 10 years ago. Man, I have heard so many great things. Jason Bradley, good morning to you. Jerry Steele, good morning to you. I have heard so many great things about Jeff Cook. It's just, it will blow your mind. I've got a chance to meet Jeff several times, certainly Randy, the entire band. We did some Regis Charity Classics and stuff like that. I met members, and I've certainly seen the band Alabama play numerous times. Without Alabama, you don't have country music, period. I mean, they're the best. I mean, they really were, and they were really... a transitional band in that they went from the George Jones type of country music, that old twangy, sticky kind of stuff a lot of people loved, obviously, but and then they were kind of that transformational piece along with the Ronnie Millsaps and the Randy Travises, those guys that really transformed country music into what we're hearing today for the likes of Chesney and Jason Aldean and all these other country stars who are living in Nashville and making millions of dollars. But Jeff was just one hell of a nice guy. Everyone I talked to that knew him just talked about what a great heart he had, what a great father he was, what a great husband he was. I think he was married for 26 or 27 years. And our thoughts and prayers and condolences go out to him. I wish I knew him. I know he's got a castle up in the Fort Payne area. Every time I drive to Fort Payne, I used to take the kids to Chattanooga all the time. We'd go up the mountains and stuff, and every time I go through Fort Payne, I see the billboards of the Alabama Museum and everything. I always think about Jeff Cook because of all the wonderful things I've heard about him, and I know how difficult it was the last few years with his Parkinson's. They're not really saying that was directly related to his death, but we can only assume so. But thoughts and prayers go out to him and anyone who knows. And that's the thing, too, is Jeff knew a lot of people, man. I mean, it wasn't like he was super accessible. I mean, he'd walk the streets. I mean, you go out and talk to Jeff Cook whenever you want. He was fantastic, and if several people are chiming in now, Al Cooper, good morning to you, talking about his awesome studio. He had an unbelievable studio, and I know several producers that actually worked with Jeff in his studio recently and was always open, hey, just bring the guys to my studio. Feel free to have at it. You got it for the day. But just one heck of a nice guy, co-founder of the band Alabama. Our thoughts and prayers and condolences go out to him and his family and his wife and everyone who's associated with the band. And I know the band's having a hard time with that, too. It was interesting, too, because I think back in like 2005 or 2006, they did a farewell thing. And they wrapped it up. They done it. And then, of course, after the tornadoes we had here come to the state, they decided to put a benefit together. And then after it never fails, right? After you get together as a band, you're like, that was kind of fun. You want to do this a little bit more, and next thing you know, you're back on tour again for 2 or 3 years, and then you're like, okay, I've had enough. I can't do it anymore, and obviously because of Jeff's physical well-being, he had to pull back a little bit from the band and couldn't participate in a lot of those things, but super nice guy, and God bless you, man. Alabama's greatest hits, dude. I know exactly where the CD is. I used to listen to that thing. Old Flame is like the best country song I've ever heard. I love Old Flame. I love that tune. I can listen to that song a million times and never get tired of it. It's great. All right, have yourself a wonderful day. Al Cooper chiming in this morning. If you chime in, Al, I'll talk about your business, CusaValleyAutoSale.com, CusaValleyAutoSale.com. They're one of our great sponsors, along with Chris Dorsey's State Farm Team, Southern Precision Staffing, the Montgomery Food Bank, Jimmy Hill Mission, Budweiser has been huge. I've been doing stuff with Budweiser for over 30 years. Thank you so much, the fine folks at Anniston and Birmingham Budweiser, for being part of Tony Curry Radio. I could go on and on. The Driscoll Gray, they do a wonderful job. Adaptogen, we had them on. So some great sponsors, and I couldn't do it without you. I hope you have a fantastic day. Don't forget to join us tomorrow morning. Dr. Josh and I, we go long form here on Facebook. We'll talk for like an hour about everything, and nothing's off the table, so we'll get into some things. We'll be on Fox 6 tomorrow morning at 9:35, along with Janice Rogers and Mike Dubberly. Looking forward to that crew, and Josh and all those guys. We love being partners with Fox 6. So huge week going on. I hope you have a fantastic Wednesday. By the way, it's cooling off today. It's only going to 70. It's going to be in the 50s on Saturday. People talk about how cold it's gotten, and now they're complaining it's too hot. Now it's going to get cold again. Just enjoy the weather. Put a sweater on. It's good. I hope you have a fantastic day. God bless.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.